And now, without further ado, we say hello to Mike Tice. Mike!
Rob, we have a mad scientist today, don't you think?
Is that who's on the hotline?
I think so. In the French Quarter, in the Old City Ice House. Can you believe it? We don't usually do phone interviews, but this is the only way to get this guy on because he would not leave the lab. Morgus the Magnificent, welcome.
Morgus!
Okay, yeah, like Chopsley, turn down the radio, it's feeding back. Who's this? Who's this, Rob?
Yes, this is Rob and Mike.
And Mike.
Mike Tice.
Oh, yes, I know you'd be calling my agent, Wiley Faye, told me you'd be calling here.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk to an icon like you.
A local icon, certainly. A national one, probably, too.
Well, listen, you know the national press is outside right now. The building is surrounded. They've got people from Time and from, of course, from the JAMA, you know, the big medical association.
Yes, the Journal of America. Yes, the AMA, exactly. Well, now, you're back on Cox Cable. We're all excited about this.
You know, I can tell you this. The people at Cox, there must be a bunch of intellectuals. There must be, you know, visionaries, whatever it is. They stepped forward and realized that once they took me off the air, they made a big mistake about 10 or 15 years ago. You know, the IQ of the city went down tremendously.
What have you been doing in the last 10 or 15 years?
15
have you been
years,
still in the ice
question.
House?
Well, I've been sending in Morgussian solutions to these idiots, and they would not listen to me. I had solutions for all of these problems.
Well, let's throw a problem out there for you, Mr.
You name
Magnificent.
It.
What would you do with the school situation here in New Orleans?
Oh, listen, what would I do? Look, I do the most logical Morgussian thing I think you could imagine. You do what you have to do. First of all, you eliminate what's causing the problem.
And what would that be?
Well, first of all, the schools. Okay? Well, now, wait a minute. I knew I'd get a laugh there, but let me tell you, fellas, don't laugh. Don't laugh when you're speaking to
me. I'm not. I'm listening.
What you have to do, you got to get rid of the schools themselves. What we have to do is homeschool these kids.
All of them?
All of them.
All of them, my friend. They have to be homeschooled.
Well, that's a very radical idea. Did you get that from Eric the Computer, or was this just something you came from yourself?
Well, we did have a meeting about
it.
But listen, think about it. If we could homeschool every kid in the city, would that make them smarter?
Well, it would make a very small homecoming dance, wouldn't it?
You better believe it. I guarantee.
Who would you ask for a date with? I mean, Lord.
Well, your neighbor. Who knows? No, I tell you what, fellas. You have to realize this is a serious problem.
It is.
And we can homeschool them. Now, that doesn't mean we get rid of all the teachers. But we would assign teachers to 10 different children, and they would make house calls on each one throughout the day. They would put them on my computer hookup. That's how they would be taught, out of my system. I would head up the whole thing called the MAMI method of science and education.
Not to be confused with the MAMI.
I can only tell you, my friend.
Wrap up again. Now, when is your show on Cox Cable again? It's on Friday nights, correct? And it's repeated on Sunday.
That is correct.
And when does it come on Friday nights?
By the way, it's not a show.
What is it then?
Well, it's a lecture.
It's a lecture.
It's an experiment.
Okay, so it's an experiment in television.
An experiment gone
badly
wrong.
Experiment. Where have you guys been? For heaven's sakes, I've got to get you up here and give you a shot or two.
But anyway, moving along. Now, again, what time on Friday night does that come on?
Every Friday at 10:30.
And
the lights go on here.
Okay.
And the people at Cox get excited and hit a few buttons, and they're kind enough to have our lab connected to their system. And on Sunday night at 8:30, in case you missed the Friday night.
So that is a repeat of the Friday night.
That is correct.
Well, listen, best of luck, break a leg, and so we're glad that you're, I guess, re-educating another generation here in New Orleans, huh?
That's what's going to happen.
Tell Chopsley hi for us.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you so much.